el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ICER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, Carlos. How are you today?
I'm fine. How about you, Iris?
I'm fine. And you, students, how are you today? What about week 11's exercises? Were you able to complete them?
Why are you asking that? Our students know that only with practice they can overcome the language barriers.
You know, Carlos, you're right. Our students are very responsible and understand that if they don't study, they're not going to make it.
That's correct.
Okay, let's begin with the lesson. Today's review is about the causes, effects, and solutions to pollution.
Very important. As you know, our world is being destroyed by the ones who mostly need it, humans.
Absolutely. Moving in the same direction, were you all aware of some of the causes of pollution in this world?
Yes, I know. For example, that there are noxious gases in the atmosphere caused by large industries and motor vehicles like automobiles, airplanes, jets, and so on, that contribute to air pollution.
Other pollutants are caused by coal-burning plants, fuel combustion, and natural fires. Oh, this is just unbelievable.
Some of the effects of these pollution behaviors are, for instance, large cities with excessive smog in the air.
Yes, as in Mexico City, LA, Tehran in Iran, and others.
I read some time ago that in Chile, especially in the city of Santiago, smog problem is enormous.
I also learned in one of those National Geographic TV programs that London in the United Kingdom and Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia are cities very affected by smoke.
Ugh, people hear and see how much damage can be done to the planet and still they take no action.
I agree. And humans seem not to understand that this smog affects fall and people's health. For instance, asthma, heart disease, lung disease, itchy eyes, sinuses, scratchy throats, and others are part of the results of smog.
Not to mention that smog affects the most vulnerable part of the population, as the young and the elderly. And this damages the economy tremendously.
Smog also has other effects on the planet. It clogs the atmosphere layers, produces acid rain, global warming increases temperature, inducing huge changes in the global climate system.
And when the temperature increases, the snow-covered contracts, sea ice is shrunk. Hot extremes, heat waves, and heavy precipitation events will become more frequent.
And also, extratropical storm tracks move towards the pole with consequent changes in wind, precipitation, and temperature patterns.
Wow, the picture is not the best one for our globe.
No, not at all, Perry.
There is still more precipitation increased in high latitudes and decreased in most subtropical land regions.
Greenland ice sheet contraction contributes to sea level rise and
increasing carbon dioxide concentrations will lead to increasing acidification of the ocean.
The effects of global warming are devastating.
One, melting of sea ice, which may cause floods.
Two, stronger storms as we see nowadays.
Three, wind currents that increase the length and severity of drought.
Listen up to Professor Will Steffen excerpt explaining some of the impacts of global change.
The major impacts of climate change are those that are directly related to temperature. And there are two of them that we can point to straight away. One is heat waves, and a good example of that is the heat wave we saw in Melbourne in 2009. Now, many people may not realize, but more people died from the heat wave than they did from the bushfire. The temperature in Melbourne hit 46.3 degrees Celsius, and that was not just a new record, it massively broke the previous record by about 3 degrees. That sort of change does not occur without an underlying change in the temperature. The second type of risk that we face that's directly related to temperature is that of bushfires. And again, we've seen the big fires around Canberra in 2003, the Black Saturday fires in Victoria in 2009. On a longer term basis, and perhaps more subtle, is the rise in sea level. We're a coastal country. Much of our population lives around the coastline. Much of our infrastructure is situated on the coastline. And this is vulnerable as the century progresses and sea level rises. The question that we face now, the immediate question over the next decade, is how far will we allow temperature to increase? That'll determine the world in which our children and grandchildren have to live. So the question we need to focus on is, are we headed for a 2-degree world or are we headed for a 4-degree world? Most of the world's countries, including Australia, have signed on as a matter of policy that we don't want to see the temperature rise more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial. The science says our challenge is clear. We need to get emissions moving downwards this decade, which means we need to make policy decisions, we need to make technological changes, we need to make behavioral changes this decade and keep moving towards decarbonization if we want to meet that policy objective that we've already set.
Which were the two causes mentioned by Professor Steffen? Did you grasp them?
Professor Steffen's two causes of global warming were 1. Waves, heats, and bushfires, and 2.
Sea level rises.
He also told us about what are some of the solutions he sees to global warming. Were you able to hear them? In case you didn't, here are the 4 solutions.
1. Policy decisions.
2. Technological changes.
3. Human behavior changes.
All 3 solutions presented by Mr. Steffen aren't easy to implement.
I agree. Governments claim that they have no money to put policies into practice. Or, in the worst scenario, politicians seem not to care for our planet, but their own economical wealth.
Besides, technological changes are hard to be asked for, since it means more investment for companies and less individual economical growth.
Oh, yes, that's true. Companies prefer to continue polluting rather than taking out money from their pockets to stop pollution.
And another negative aspect toward global warming solutions given by Steffen is the human behavior. How can they make changes in their lives if they are not aware of the harm they are causing?
They don't believe in recycling and
no one explains the effects of global warming to them for them to fully understand the situation.
Yeah, you're right. However, recently, some governments have become conscious about the damages this planet may have if pollution is not controlled, and there are campaigns implementing policies, technological changes, and human behavior changes.
Well, yes. Many countries are charging fines to companies who do not take care of the garbage they produce, or those that do not reduce smog, and there are others that are promoting the use of cars that work with electricity rather than with fuel to decrease contamination.
Costa Rica, for example, is one of those countries which is increasing global warming consciousness in its population to eliminate or at least reduce pollution, fortunately.
Pay attention to the song, "If We Had Some Global Warming," and think about your own contribution to the Earth's global warming.
If we had some global warming,
if we had some global warming,
it wouldn't be 20 below,
it wouldn't be 20 below.
If we had some global warming,
if we had some global warming,
I wouldn't be shoveling snow,
I wouldn't be shoveling that blasted snow.
If we had some global warming,
if we had some global warming,
I wouldn't have to drive this giant truck.
Maybe I could drive a little commuter car. If
we well, students, you heard the song. How ironic, because it's telling us in a very ironic tone what might be some of the impacts of global warming, but joking about those devastating effects.
My question to you all is, what is your position? Will you continue being careless with our planet and live with the negative impacts mentioned in the song? Or will you do something to stop global warming?
We do expect the answer to be, we are going to take action and work to stop global warming.
Good. I was not expecting anything differently, because remember, the behavior can only be changed by the individuals themselves, as we hear in this piece of Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Let's play it. And with this song, we end the review of week 12.
Have a nice day, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.